The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hello, this is James Mason, star of film and screen and so many, many, many things. But my favorite film of all time in which I appear is Lolita, and I'm reminded of this film today as we mourn the passing of sleazeball financier Jeffrey Lolita Express Epstein. His list of world leaders and British royalty and other financiers and celebrities will never be released, you'll never know, and it's sad to see somebody accidentally shoot themselves in the back of the head 6 times. Anyway, the main reason I'm here is to say thank you to all of the Radio Labyrinth producers, the ones that make this show, eligible for release every week, which, eligible for release, Jeffrey Epstein never would have been. So thank you to Jason Chappell, Mike Hall, Sean Hall, Chad Shepard, Al McKeon, Mike Spittler, Andrew Hopkins, Jonathan Wilson, Keith Tate, Brian Smith, Steve Knudsen, Melissa Knowles. How old is she? One can only speculate. Leslie Norman, John Sutherland, Garrett Kimball, Mike D, Eric Malmstrom, Matt Carter, and Beth Van Elswick. I wonder if she's of age. Well, back to Lolita.
Some of you on campus are rather familiar with Mr. Jeff Leboff. Now, Jeff is the editor-in-chief of our campus newspaper, so maybe you don't know him by sight. Maybe you know you've never spoken to him. And guess what? Those funky people are trying to call us on the air. So guess what we're doing? We're picking the phone up, and we're not letting it ring anymore. Our last DJ had a little problem with that. J.C. Cutter was unduly harassed by people. Now, please, please, folks, don't call us while we're on the air. We'll get to the point. Top 10 things that Jeff Leboff, the editor-in-chief of The Flashlight, does not want to hear.
Hell yeah!
My dreams are all dead and buried.
Just look at them leaves. Y'all see them leaves? Cuddly leaves everywhere.
It's gorgeous.
Like a tapestry.
Here we have the main living space and kitchen, and sometimes bathroom when it's dark or cold, or I'm drunk, or just lazy.
This is genuine poverty.
Happy hour is every night and day, right here in this corner, over here by the party liquor bottles.
Oh, so authentic.
Hey, man, let me drive that thing. Come on.
Do not touch the tram.
Adorable.
My name is Lolita.
May I say one other thing to you? It's really on my mind. I've been thinking about it quite a lot. I noticed when you was checking in, you had a lovely, pretty little girl with you. She was really lovely. As a matter of fact, she wasn't so little, come to think of it. She was a fairly tall little, well, I mean, taller than little, you know what I mean? But she was really lovely. I wish I had a lovely, pretty tall, lovely little girl like that. I mean, it's...
Well, that's just my daughter.
Your daughter? Gee, isn't it great to have a lovely, tall, pretty, little, small daughter like that? It's really wonderful.
Get out of my mind.
Jeffrey Epstein is dead after being found unresponsive at a New York City jail Saturday morning. Officials say that his death was an apparent suicide.
The Jeffrey Epstein scandal is growing. Bombshell accusations point a finger at some rather notable names. British royalty Prince Andrew, former governor and UN ambassador Bill Richardson, and the influential former senator from Maine, George Mitchell.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Miss Lewinsky.
Look, buddy, I need you to help me out here. This Monica Lewinsky thing is getting pretty hot again. I could use a distraction.
Like the Mammoth movie, Wag the Dog.
I'm meeting a friend here.
Your name?
Monica Lewinsky.
Monica. Monica Lewinsky.
Your daughter. Gee, isn't it great to have a lovely, tall, pretty, little, small daughter like that? It's really wonderful.
I'm the only one getting dumped on.
You're the only one acting up.
I don't want a superfluid. You know about him. He wets the bed. He'll pee all over me. I know it. Everyone in this family hates me.
Just stay up there. I don't want to see you again for the rest of the night.
I hope I never see any jerks again.
Excuse me, where's the lobby?
Down the hall and to the left.
Thanks.
Hell yeah!
You did great, though. The other one, you're like, is that crystal meth?
I could have been that kid. Come on, I could have been a little kid.
My dreams are all dead and buried.
That's right, they are all dead and buried. Bad, oh bad. Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 431, Radio Labyrinth. Well, it's not 431. It's season 4, episode 31. I'm never going to get that right. But now I don't know how many episodes we've done.
Too many.
Do not touch the tram. Hey, Tim, Steph, and Jeff are with you on this late release episode of Radio Labyrinth. Jeff has, you know, been blowing us off all week. That's why we couldn't record.
Truth be told, we were trying to get Dana Snyder on, and we couldn't make it work.
Yeah, he was going to be on.
He's in town for the Squidbillies premiere.
Yeah, there's all sorts of stuff going on this weekend. There's a boat race up in Woodstock that we were going to go to, but we have to do this instead because we've got to get this out.
Are they cigarette boats?
I don't know.
It's no water boat, so it's like towed.
Truck boat,
tow,
truck?
Yeah, you got to tow the boat.
Yeah, we're all Squidbillies this weekend because season 12 premieres tomorrow night, and the first episode of the season is called...
Autumn.
Forever Autumn. And it's not about Autumn Fisher, who's not with us right tonight. But two of the members of the staff are in that episode. Me.
Yeah.
And Steph.
I could have been that tree at the end that was eating the babies.
Oh my God.
You could have been the baby-eating tree.
These babies are delicious.
Come on. And it's
Dave
funny that
Willis.
The name of the episode is Forever Autumn.
Yeah.
So she's still involved.
That's why everybody's involved but me.
Yes.
That's why I hate you all, you Hollywood big time.
I'm Hollywood
big timers.
Yeah, every 3 years I get to do a voiceover. I'm just rolling in it.
Hey, but you had a lot of lines.
I did. It was fun. Mm-hmm. It was absolutely fun. And there's some questions as to whether Steph is in the entire episode.
That's Steph. That's your wife in the episode.
I just don't think it is.
I don't think it is. I think it is. I watched it today at our friend Sean and Lisa. Lisa being
Mike
the host
TV.
Of Mike TV with Rockdale Tiger, Dean Poole himself.
I did an episode with them.
I know.
It
I
was
listened to it.
Sounded terrible.
You sounded like you were in a toilet.
Amazing.
Sounded absolutely terrible.
Her husband listened to the episode too because he rushed right out.
He bought me a professional mic.
Oh, you do? Okay, we were talking about that today. So in the future, if you're on that show,
yes,
you will have a professional
Yes,
microphone.
I was very busy. I couldn't do another episode with them, but then also too, there was no way I was going to do it again sounding like complete ass like that.
Hey, a couple things before we dive back into talking about Squidbillies season 12. First of all, rest in peace, Jeffrey Epstein. We all woke up today, Saturday.
Rest in hell, you fucking bastard.
We woke up this morning and found out that he accidentally hung himself and accidentally shot himself 6 times in the head. I don't believe that he committed suicide. I think this is...
He was silenced.
I knew you were going to
Hollywood star whackers.
Hollywood star whackers.
Well, the Clintons, they kill everybody.
You don't go say...
Hey, you got dirt on Hillary Clinton. You have an 835% chance of being dead.
Yeah. But not even that.
It's just hardcore.
The royal fucking family.
Allegedly.
George Mitchell, former Maine senator who has ties to
IRA. Prince Andrew.
Prince Andrew.
Yeah.
So I obviously something happened to him.
Trump.
Trump was only on his plane once.
So he says.
Well, so the documents show as well. Every flight has a log, and he's only on one of them, and he flew with Epstein's, or he flew with somebody from Florida to New York, and Epstein wasn't on the plane.
I've never thought Trump had anybody killed.
I don't think Trump had anybody killed. I don't think Trump had anything to do with the women either.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think
he's
so.
All about Ivanka.
He likes the Europeans.
Here's the thing about Trump. He has shitloads of money. Okay, he doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't do drugs.
He doesn't love animals.
He doesn't.
No.
No, I don't know about that. Well, that, you know, I don't want to hear about that.
he loves Ivanka.
Even if you don't like him, you have to understand that he is the kind of guy that says, I have a lot of money, so I'm just going to get me some pussy, and I'm going to buy it. I'm not going to do anything crazy, and here's your NDA. Now, a lot of men with a lot of money do that. A lot of men with a lot of money are dumb and want to fuck 14, 15, 16-year-old women on a crazy man's island. And I think that this, so many people are involved in this, that, and especially with the release of all those documents Friday this week. Yeah, he's done.
Well, he tried to kill himself like 2 weeks ago. And
allegedly.
So he was supposed to be on suicide watch.
But he wasn't on suicide watch.
Yeah. Well, how was he not if he tried to kill himself 2 weeks ago?
Exactly. Well, that's why our attorney general is going to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, right.
I don't believe any of this bullshit. So one thing that what it did today on Twitter is it made everybody on the left and everybody on the right go, hey, something fishy's going on here.
No, you think so?
Uh-huh.
Well, what does that matter? Nobody cares.
Nobody. Well, no, we're never going to know.
No, yeah. Oh, have you heard anything else about the Vegas shooter?
No, but we haven't heard anything about that since it happened.
Right.
And you know why? Because it was a Saudi operation. They were trying
to kill. Whatever the fuck it was, but they just said, you know what? Don't ask questions about this.
They were
just
trying to kill Ariana
life.
Grande?
Just move on with your life.
No, they were trying to kill a Saudi. It was a Saudi hit that went awry.
Oh. I don't know.
There's all sorts of wonderful conspiracies, but you can find that out on your favorite conspiracy podcast. Because I just don't give no shit. I don't.
If you did care, they don't. So
they don't care about you or me or anybody. That's right. So that's why we watch TV and movies and talk about it.
Yep.
So anyway.
hearing Steph talk right now, I can tell that's her.
Yeah, rest in peace, Jeffrey Epstein. Another thing we'd like to say is, hey, you're all of our friends out there listening. You're in the Atlanta area and you got nothing going on Friday, August 30th, and you're thinking, well, you know, it's Dragon Con weekend. I got my Dragon Con passes. We're going to go downtown. We're going to go to Dragon Con. Oh, why don't we go over to 14th Street?
2 miles away. Literally 2 miles away.
Literally 2 miles away.
You can ride one of them fucking bird scooters over.
Yeah, we'd have to do it quickly because
you're allowed to.
But you have to
9
walk
PM.
Back though after the end of the show.
Oh, you can take an Uber back.
All right, enough distraction. All right, we have a
literally
live...
it's close to Dragon Con though. That's
you could
what I'm saying.
Fucking walk there. Live show August 30th, Friday night, Relapse Theater, 8 p.m. Featuring myself. Jeff Leboff.
I'm going to be there.
Stephanie Swain.
Steph's going to be there.
Autumn Fisher.
Autumn's going to be there.
We also have comedian Joe Galois, Josh Warren, who he and I are allegedly going to do a scene from Trumpy Brewster.
Oh, nice.
Joe Pettis, comedian, will be there too. And
Lace Larrabee is going to try and stop by maybe.
We're
going
to talk to these people and see if they'll do a little comedy for us. Yeah, Lace Larrabee has been invited with her husband, Jared Harris. We've invited Ming Chen from Comic Book Men.
Yep, he was on the podcast last year from Dragon Con, so I invited him to come to the live show.
We have door prizes. But first of all, you're our friends, and we want to invite
you. And this
you.
Is in town, in the city,
yeah.
Inside the perimeter.
Oh, by the way, great parking.
Yep, great parking.
Tons of parking.
And free parking.
If you're way outside the perimeter, like, I don't want to park downtown, there's no place. There's parking.
For free parking. Mm-hmm.
Free. It's free.
There's a lot of it. It's a big lot.
And it's right off of the interstate.
Yes.
Like you get off 85 on the 14th, it's bam, it's
boom,
right
there.
Right. Don't go too far because there's a mosque. And anyway. door prizes and giveaways. Brian Silverback signed comic book, Stranger Things new Coke box, Paul Stanley Funko Pop, Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell calendars for 2020, so we're not giving you like 2019. With a few.
Every day is Monday, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Day the calendars.
Some Tim Andrews original artwork. I don't know what I'm going to do for that. Jack Torrance Funko Pop.
Yep.
Ooh, what's that? I want that.
That's Jack Torrance from The Shining.
Oh, nice. Banjo Cold Brew.
I haven't figured out what they're going to give us yet, if they're going to give us some cans to give away or a gift certificate, but I'm going to get with them.
I could bring a dog if you want to.
Well, we're giving away a dog.
What, are you going to try flipping a dog like that dude out in Hollywood? Who was that? Aaron Carter?
Mary Todd Hairdressing Company gift certificate, which means you for a man or a woman, so you can get a haircut either way, and a gift certificate to Atlanta Pizza in Euro.
What if you're a man and you want a woman's haircut?
Doesn't matter. It'll cover everything okay. You want. We'll also have some fun stuff going on, the Pitcher of Impressions. Put your impression requests in the pitcher. We'll draw and see if our panel, which would be Tim, Autumn, and Josh, can do the impression.
We'll let Steph take a crack at some impressions, too.
Sure.
No.
Maybe she can do that girl from Squidbillies that she thinks she's not.
I can do a chicken. That's all I can do.
Plus, we'll have some really cool hats and T-shirts that we had printed up courtesy of Neighborhood Vinyl. And you've seen those before. And we'll have stickers to give away. So all sorts of fun. You are our friends, and we would love it if you would come out and see us. It's going to be a fun 90 minutes.
RelapseComedy.com now for tickets.
And they have a great full bar.
Yes.
Bar,
oh, yeah.
Bar
full bar.
Is stocked and liquored up to the gills.
And you can find a link to the tickets in the description of this podcast. Another piece of housekeeping. All these months, we thought we were on Google Play, and they had an email issue with, you know, the email to confirm that we wanted to be on there kept going to Audio Boom, who is our podcast host. And I found out, oh, I just have to change one thing. So we're pending and awaiting approval for Radio Labyrinth to be on Google Play. And as soon as it is, we will let you know. Because there are people out there who don't like Apple or they don't use iTunes or whatever. So we'll let you know.
Nice.
So moving on.
Okay.
You're supposed to be able to find us on the other podcatchers, though.
I got a podcatcher for you.
Yeah, whatever app you use to listen to. But not Google Play yet. I thought we were on there, but I guess we're not.
All right. So let's see here now. Steph and I are on the first episode of season 12 of Squidbillies, and it is called Forever
Rub it
Autumn.
In, you two.
Huh?
Rub it in.
Well, yeah, I'm going to play this little clip here, and you decide whether you think it's Steph.
Just look at them leaves. Y'all see them leaves? Colored leaves.
So this is basically the
Early Kyler.
The plot of the show is Dan Halen has decided to create a forever fall or forever autumn wonderland with all the trees and everything are constantly, you know, the colors of fall, foliage or however the fuck you say it, and, you know, to draw tourism to Dougal. And this is...
He's created like a
during the off season.
He's
created this aerosol spray that turns the leaves to autumn colors.
Yes.
All throughout the
basically
year.
Basically chemtrails.
Chemtrails, yes. And this is the scene of Early, who is now allowing people to get on his lawn.
Get on!
It's a very funny episode. And here he is showing the characters that Steph and I are playing, the B&B.
See them leaves? Cuddly leaves everywhere.
It's gorgeous.
Like a tapestry.
Now
that's
you.
Steph.
That is not
no,
me.
Yes, it
you.
Is. Did you read that line?
Say it
I
right,
did.
Say it right now, Steph. Like a tapestry.
Say it like she's saying it?
Say it.
Like a tapestry.
Yeah, that's you.
Are you sure?
Yes.
That's borner than hell to me, but y'all seem to be going crazy for it. Hell yeah. Here we have the main living space and kitchen, and sometimes bathroom when it's dark or cold, or I'm drunk, or just lazy.
This is genuine poverty.
Happy hour is every night and day, right here in this corner, over here by the party liquor bottles.
Oh, so authentic.
That's you,
that's
Steph.
You.
Definitely.
I guess it is me.
Yeah,
that's
our
you.
Resort and convention center sleeps 24 comfortably. Perfect for family reunions and corporate retreats.
Adorable.
I'll be yep. sleeping in here in the master suite with your wife. Catering to every toe-sucking need.
Wait, you said that there'd be separate rooms.
Mm-hmm. That's you,
Let
Tim.
Me show y'all the hot tub, huh?
And then we go to the scene.
And I could have been your kid, your little baby. I could have been...
Mommy, Daddy, where are you?
You guys are sure that's me?
Oh, I'm
that's
positive
absolutely
that's
you, Steph.
That is you.
And you two are now married, according to...
Canon.
Squidbilly's canon, so you two are married.
I'm a we're both bigamists. That's cool as shit. You had a lot of good lines, and you should be a voiceover actress, because that was great.
Timothy,
I guess you didn't like
Andrews, thank you. That was one of the nicest things you've ever said to me.
I guess
really?
He didn't like my Charles DeMar read on the lines.
What's Charles DeMar? How'd that go?
I went, this is actual poverty. Like like Charles DeMar on the top. This is actual snow.
This is actual snow. Speaking of that, I started listening to Wild and Crazy
So
Guys.
Good. So
oh,
good.
Yeah?
I am almost done with his autobiography, which also is so good. I recommend
whose autobiography?
Curtis Armstrong.
Does he read it?
Wrote and read by Curtis Armstrong.
We just talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
We talked
so
about this.
So good.
Mm-hmm. Remember?
Yeah. No.
He has a lot of high regard for Bobcat. He talks about him quite a bit in the book.
More than Jerry Seinfeld?
Yeah. And
who hates him?
And he talks about John Cusack hating Better Off Dead and some of the reasoning and all that. It's really good.
Why does he hate it?
Because Savage Steve Holland, unbeknownst to anyone, is apparently a big conservative Republican. And you know how John Cusack feels about those types
of
people.
So he rejects a movie that he made because the director is a conservative
right.
Republican. Well, John Cusack is nuts.
He is nuts.
Yes.
We knew that when we saw him in that Q&A at Dragon Con.
He was contractually obligated to do One Crazy Summer after Better Off Dead, but he found out during the filming of Better Off Dead that Savage Steve Holland was a Republican. And then, like, one of the first shots of the movie of One Crazy Summer, the little girl's carrying a Ronald Reagan lunchbox.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, no, I'm not doing this. And they got into a huge fight.
Oh, geez. He was, what, 17 then?
Yeah
really?
What a
still,
nut job.
You know, he's one of them lefties.
Anybody that's extreme either way and you have no, there's
that's
no.
That's what Curtis Armstrong says. He's
I
like,
mean, are you serious?
He's like, paycheck.
He's like, I agree with, you know, I agree with John Cusack politically on most issues and stuff, but he's like, in my family, we're raised, we don't talk about that. We don't talk about religion.
Yeah.
You know, it's your worth as a funny person or a director or an actor that is what my... currency is.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, you know, I respect Savage Steve Holland and I respect Cusack, but they just could not.
Yeah, I don't give a shit who's signing the checks. I don't care who they vote for or how they donate their money. Just give me that money.
Right.
He just started again get into discussing moonlighting, so I'm looking forward to.
Oh, cool. Well, I'm going to have to get that one too.
Yeah, it's really good.
Anyway,
also on
I always forget he's on Moonlighting.
Yeah. Was he married to that woman?
No.
No, she was married to the weird guy from Fast Times
Vincent
at Ridgemont.
Schiaffo,
and Ghost.
Schiaffo, yeah.
Scared I want a cigarette.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm excited that that was me.
Yeah,
because to be honest with you, last night when we watched it, I was like, "That's not me. There's no way that's me." And then I thought I only had like the one line of that.
No,
that
you guys,
you
guys are on the hayride also.
Okay, so then I spiraled after that, and I had to go to Culver's and get like a concrete to like drown my sorrows.
Culver's? I couldn't.
Yeah,
that's an ice cream place.
It's a custard
place.
Custard. It's a custard and burger French fry place.
Mm-hmm.
But I went there for the frozen custard and got the cheesecake. And
was that a chain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a chain out of the Midwest.
Oh,
they just had
God,
a couple
dude.
Of them
the cheese curds. Here. Oh, mama. Oh,
fried shit. Cheese curds, yeah.
But the frozen custard is killer.
Okay. I need to
the
find one
the first time
me.
I listened to it, though, I could not tell it was you guys. It took me literally two or three times watching it.
Tim, I could tell right away that
I couldn't
was
tell
you.
The first time
I couldn't
I listened
tell
it
to was it. Tim at first, but then like a couple lines into it, I was like, okay, that's Tim.
Especially whenever you said, is that Crystal Mouth?
Well,
but they definitely did some effects and stuff on you guys' voices.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Was the cool thing was, is I just read that in my regular voice.
Yep.
And I was nervous about it because that's what they told me to do. And, you know, you can't hear them unless they, you know, call you with a button or whatever. And every, you know, when I deliver a line that they liked, I look out and they're laughing.
And so, I can barely remember it, you know, and I now that we're talking about it, I do kind of remember them telling me to say it in a certain way and say it like that.
Right.
So, I don't know. It just did not sound like me at all.
No, it's you.
Hell of a chin on that woman. I wouldn't, you know, the real
it
me
was
would
like
never.
A gourd.
Oh, the character looked a little like you, Tim.
It did. It did look like you.
Yeah, but I don't have a, I have gray hair now.
No, I know, but like, I think it was inspired by
the
you
glasses,
a little.
The whole thing.
Maybe.
Yeah,
I'd like to think so. So I'll say so.
Yeah, that chick didn't look anything like me.
She had a hell of a chin.
I don't think who the animators probably saw you when you were there, but maybe they saw Tim when he was there previously.
I don't know.
Well, it was very exciting. And if they ever call me to do anything again, I would love to do anything that they have.
Yeah, same here. Any,
on,
any,
I could have been that,
any
that
show.
That baby show. Eating tree at the end.
That
come
was
on,
hilarious.
Dave Willis.
Don't spoil the ending.
Yeah.
So Jeff watched the episode after, which I haven't done yet. They're both on tomorrow. Or
yeah, the
both
second
on this
episode's
week.
Called Galvin.
But they're both
Phil.
On the same night, right?
Yeah, two episodes will be on this week. It's called Galvin, and Phil Hendry plays this old guy who's like a he goes to Walmart and greets people, but he's not a real greeter.
Oh, nice.
And he falls in love with Granny.
Okay.
I'm excited.
It's pretty funny.
Our episode was very funny.
Yes, it was.
It was a funny episode. I laughed quite a bit.
So did I.
Especially the end. The end is great. The the whole crescendo there.
I was watching it with my wife, and she's seen episodes before that I've been in, but she's never seen Crystal.
Yeah.
And you go, let's see the hot tub.
Oh, man.
I got it set on pulse 8. Haters, bro.
she says, she goes, oh, yeah, the pulse setting. So everybody check out season 12 of Squidbillies.
Who's that that does Dan Halen? Because that is totally a Kelsey Grammer impersonation.
I
wish I knew.
He's my favorite character.
And since the beginning, though, it's been a voice that is like not unlike Kelsey Grammer.
Todd Hanson is an American writer and voice actor notable for his work as a writer and editor of the parody newspaper The Onion. He also voices the character Dan Halen on the Adult Swim program Squidbillies.
He's so Shakespearean in his
but it's very Kelsey Grammer inspired, I think.
He was at
Sideshow Bob.
He was a writer for Coast to Coast, Space Ghost Coast to Coast,
right.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force. And, you know, if you find, you know those old books that The Onion would put out every year? Those thick coffee table books which had, like, headlines and stories from their website. There's one with a picture of Dave Willis. And I just happened to notice it one day when I always kept him in my bathroom. So, you know, going back to the 2000s. So, I guess he was involved with The Onion as well.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, Dan Halen is a great character. All the characters are great.
Is he a nut? I mean, he looks like a ball.
Who?
Dan Halen. Like, he looks like a nut sack. Like one half of a nut sack.
Oh, yeah.
He's a squid, isn't he?
No.
No, he's not a squid.
Is he?
I thought everybody was squid.
Though. He's not a squid. No way.
No. He's a chalky.
Yeah, because he's got the two little legs, but I'm telling you, he's a testicle. And well, then he has just like a hairy.
We'll need to ask them if we get them back on.
Yeah,
well,
I'm in talks to try and get Dave and Jim Fortier.
Dana Snyder just said he hates us. Is that what it was?
Nah, Dana just couldn't work it out. We bent over backwards to try and meet his schedule, but we just he couldn't find time for us.
Well, he is very famous, so.
That's true.
Well, if we could have done If his flight hadn't got screwed up, we would have done it Thursday. Because he was supposed to get in at 4 o'clock on Thursday afternoon and then come here and then go from here to the Adult Swim stream, which he was supposed to be on from 8 to 9 o'clock or 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock.
Okay.
But then his flight got changed and he wasn't getting here until 7 or 7:30 and he had to go straight from the airport to the Adult Swim thing. So
okay.
That's when we were like, well, we'll move to Friday and we'll see what happens on Friday, but he couldn't find any time for us. And then, like, we'll see if we can do it Saturday, but...
Well, Dave and Jim should come back, I'm sure.
Well, they're welcome anytime.
Yeah, they're invited. Hopefully we can get them in before the season's over.
Hey, guys, here's another one of Radio Labyrinth's awesome sponsors, Bailey Tree Care LLC in Gainesville, Georgia. You can contact Nick Bailey at 770-530-9421 or Jason Chappell at 404-234-2599. Bailey Tree Care. They are Northeast Georgia's premier choice for high-quality tree care services at affordable prices. Their tree care experts bring an excellent safety record and over 10 years of experience in the industry. Bailey Tree Care specializes in residential products and offers free estimates for all your tree service needs. Residential tree care, certified arborists and tree climber, tree trimming and pruning, tree removal, stump grinding and removal, shrub trimming, pruning, underbrush clearing, and mulch and firewood sale. Safety, professionalism, and affordability. Call them today to discuss your tree care need. That's Bailey Tree Care LLC.
Hey there, radios. This is Dean from Mike TV, and join Lisa and I as we give you a double dose of Mike TV podcast this week as we cover both the penultimate episode of the final season of FX's Legion and the premiere of AMC's Preacher. That's right, we'll be talking David Holler, Jesse Custer, and all those things in between. Join us this week for a double dose of Mike TV podcast.
All right, everybody. Everybody in this room watch Preacher?
I did.
Yep.
Yep.
Season 4, episode... Is it 4 or 3? It's 4.
4.
Last season. Final season.
Final season.
So it was episodes 1 and 2 of season 4.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear a complete breakdown on Mike TV of the first two episodes. Mike TV featuring Lisa Krause.
Rockdale Tiger.
And Dean Poole.
And... Steph Swain, right? Or were you in the other one?
You were on the preview episode.
Yeah,
you're
on the preview
episode. We talked about the boys a lot on that first episode.
I think next week, Mike TV will be getting its own feed. But until we get that set up, they're still going to be in our feed. And I hope you guys are listening to it, because they do a lot of deep dives into these shows, and they do a great job.
Yeah, they sure do.
But anyway, what did you guys think of Preacher?
It's in Australia now.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't love it.
You didn't love it? All right. Why? Tell me.
I don't know. I just felt like it was a bunch of chasing yourself around a table.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just kind of going in circles.
It's always been like that.
I don't know, but I wasn't as entertained as I've been in the past. There were moments that I liked, like whenever that chick got smashed in the door.
Yeah.
That was really cool. And some of the stuff with Cassidy I liked. I don't know. I wasn't blown away by it.
Did you like when that dude was eating all those Cassidy foreskins?
Oh, God.
First of all, I don't understand. What happened at the end of season 3? Why is Cassidy, who caught him? Who has
the Grail.
The Grail caught Cassidy. Okay.
At that vampire house.
All right. And they have him. So why are they torturing him?
Because he's a vampire and he can't be killed. So they're practicing torture on him and teaching the other Grail members how to torture people.
All right. So the way they torture him is to cut off his foreskin?
That's how this particular guy chose to do it, because it keeps coming back because he's a vampire.
Now, this character is in the
comic
book.
So they have a whole bucket full of them.
In the comic book, that character is a eunuch. So that might be a subtle nod to it.
Cassidy is a eunuch?
No. The character that's cutting his... Bronx
guy?
Yeah. The mob dude. Let's see. Da, 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 da.
What did you think of it, Tim?
Well, I want you guys to talk about it a little more.
I liked it.
Yeah?
Yeah. And it looks cool now that it's in Australia. All the driving and stuff looks really cool. They're like the outside sets. I liked it.
I'm more interested in knowing or figuring out why you didn't like it.
I'm not going to say I didn't like it. I have...
The pacing has always been weird, though, because they like... Do they want to give Jesse the voice? Do they not want to give it to him?
Well,
what
happened?
Yeah, I know. Now he has it. And it's like he can't just use it to solve all his problems immediately. So
I liked the part where they had the old lady who was deaf and dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
Then the rest of them had their headphones on. But then, of course, he still mangled everybody in the room. And
right.
I don't know. And there was some pretty good fighting scenes and stuff. I just did not love it. It just was good. It was just like a, hey, it's a preacher.
Yeah, and they're at Masada, which is the headquarters of the Grail, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now Herestar is the Allfather, mm-hmm. and he does have a vagina on top of his, or it's supposed to look
like a
dick.
Penis. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a penis. And all sorts of shit's going on. It's a lot of fighting. A lot of Grail fighting and some stuff between Tulip and what's her face? The
yeah, their little chick fight that they had.
What's
on top
her name
of
on that character?
Fluffernutter.
Yeah. Fluffernutter. But we don't really know anything about this show. We don't know the names. We don't know the characters.
That's what Mike TV is for.
Yeah, find out more by listening to Mike TV. We haven't seen Noah Taylor yet.
No.
Noah Taylor plays Hitler.
He's going to be in the third episode.
Hister? No, yeah, what's his name? Hilter?
Hilter.
Hilter.
And Arseface are both in the third episode.
All right, good.
I read the description today.
She's Featherstone, and it's...
Featherstone.
And the yeah. actress's name is Julianne Emery, and that's all I'm going to say. I like her.
Yeah, she's great.
Good actress.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very ample actress.
Stuff with Humperdew, all those Humperdew clones running around.
Yeah.
And they're trying to figure out which one's the real one.
If you watch Catch 22, she's topless.
No way.
Yep.
What network is that on?
I don't have freaking Hulu yet.
Freaking Hulu.
God, I'm getting Hulu in 1 week, though.
Speaking of Hulu, I am so behind on The Handmaid's Tale.
Really? It's actually, now it's good. I'm back in.
Back on the bandwagon.
Seriously.
Is the season finished now?
Nope.
There's got to be, what, one more episode? How many episodes?
Two more episodes, I think. I think we're on 11 and it goes to 13.
All right, so there's two more episodes. I think that we need to watch. I think we're two episodes behind.
And those are the two good ones.
Yeah.
It finally, some shit is happening. Things are going. It has finally taken a turn.
Commander Fred and Serena,
yeah.
They go to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Where they both get arrested,
mm-hmm.
and he is arrested for crimes against humanity, right?
So you did see it.
I saw that one.
Well, that was a good episode.
Yeah, so there's two after that, or one
after? One after that.
All right, so
because
you
saw
behind.
The
yeah,
good
yeah, yeah.
one where things kind of turned around and she
yeah.
killed the dude
yeah,
and
yeah,
all
yeah.
that shit.
She killed...
the president, basically.
Elliot. Yeah, Elliot. She killed Elliot from SVU. That's what happened. He left SVU and started a right-wing America.
Isn't he the dude from Happy also?
Yeah, he's on Happy.
Yeah, yeah. And
Chris
Oz.
Maloney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oz, you can see, is gigantic hog, if you're so inclined. Oz is a great show. And by the way, I was a huge SVU fan,
mm-hmm.
and I watched I would watch it on Saturdays and Sundays all day, the marathons. I've seen all those episodes. But you get to that point where Christopher Maloney leaves, and there's really nothing... There's no reason to watch.
The semen stains just don't keep you coming back.
No. It's not that. There's no masculinity. It's not a cop show anymore. It used to be a cop show
mm-hmm.
with sex crimes. Now it's just all
you don't like
empowerment.
What's her name? Jane Mansfield's daughter?
Not really, no.
There's one with Ice-T, right?
Yeah.
This is one of my favorite Mulaney skits of all time is whenever he imitates Ice-T on that show. And he's like, so what you're trying to say to me? Is they molested this girl? So what you're saying is they got a propensity to molest little girls? He just does it over.
What do you do that on?
On one of his specials. Yeah. Oh God, it's so
Who?
Funny.
John Mulaney.
John Mulaney.
Oh, John Mulaney. Not
oh
Christopher.
My God,
I thought you were
so
saying
funny.
Christopher Maloney
no,
did it.
No, John Mulaney.
Oh.
And he's talking about what he's saying about scratchy lottery tickets.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess okay, Preacher. We'll finish watching it. Handmaid's Tale, I'm behind.
I'm going to watch Mouthmaid's Tale.
Mouthmaid's Tale.
Yeah, that's a much better show.
Never heard of it.
I feel like if they would give these shooters like a handmaid,
uh-huh.
maybe they'd stop killing everybody because they're all losers that can't get laid.
They're
yeah.
incels.
Yeah, but they're all losers that can't get laid.
Involuntarily celibate.
You think so?
I don't know. That's what they say.
Yeah.
That's the internet speak.
You sure they're not targeted individuals?
I think they're all MK Ultra FBI.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, CIA, MK Ultra guys.
Yeah, just listen to a whole thing about targeted individuals.
Don't any of these kids have hooker money?
No, they don't.
We need to start a nerds to do it.
Start a Kickstarter for get some of these intel, some hooker money.
Well, if you're paying attention to what's going on in the country, prostitution has now been changed to sex trafficking. So if you are a person who goes to a prostitute and you get arrested at a sting, you will be charged with sex trafficking instead of, you know.
Even if they're of age? Even
yes.
if the woman is
yeah, those
doing
are the new
her
charges.
Stuff?
SOSTA, S-O-S-T-A, Google it.
No, I heard,
what if you're just
heard about it on criminal.
Getting a hand release at a spa?
Sex crime.
SOSTA shut down all those websites,
yes,
too.
Yes, it did. Well, yeah, because they're too afraid to operate.
Oh, like the Backpages and the Craigslist.
Well, Backpage
Craig's
was shut down.
And whatnot.
If you really want to know what happened to Backpage, there's a good documentary about it. Backpage was formed by these guys who used to run a newspaper in San Francisco, somewhere in California. I think it was San Francisco. And their classifieds were called the Backpage. And when they noticed what was happening to newspapers and classified ads in the mid-2000s, and they saw what Craigslist had done, they said, you know what we need to do? We need to partner with all these weeklies. So they partnered with a bunch of weekly newspapers, and they did Backpage. But because they had done investigative journalism specifically against the McCains, so I'm thinking it's Phoenix maybe that they did this, they were investigating McCain and his wife and all these politicians. So when it came time to get rid of them, the politicians were very happy. In fact, you could see McCain smiling when they talk about what happened to these guys. They were not. They were just allowing you to advertise.
So where can hookers advertise now, Tim?
I don't know where they advertise.
Come on.
But I thought Backpage, too, it had a lot to do with the reason why it went away, like the Long Island killer.
That was Craigslist, right?
Is that Craigslist?
I guess. I don't
know. Because Craigslist had a Backpage. Is that what I'm confusing it with? And now they don't have one
The personal anymore. Section then.
Craigslist had a personal section. Backpage had a personal section. Right. But Backpage actually had an escorts section.
So
but,
did Craigslist. It was
yeah.
all that.
But Craigslist
M4,
got rid of theirs after the
M4,
Long Island killer.
Mm-hmm. W. Okay.
Yeah, well, Craigslist got rid of theirs first, and they monitored it. I would assume now that prostitutes are on the sugar baby sites.
Oh, yeah.
They are the most it's the most dangerous job there could possibly be.
What, prostitute?
More dangerous than crab fishing?
Absolutely, because,
I can fall off the boat.
I just watched a documentary about it not that long ago. In the 50s, 60s, or whatever, your chances of getting murdered as a prostitute or something like that was about 25%. Now it's 75%.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, because they're being frequented by all these incels.
Well, no,
killer.
Because back in the day, they didn't have cameras everywhere.
Right.
They couldn't see your every movement, all that kind of stuff. So if you just wanted to snatch some chick off the street and kill her, you could.
Yeah.
Now you have to find these women that will put themselves in situations with you where you won't be seen and you can kill her. So that's why
you got to go to Sex Island.
Prostitutes are the number one, you know. So if you're just a killer on the hunt uh-huh. and you don't want to get caught, you're going to hook up with a prostitute and kill her.
Yeah.
I think that if they decriminalized it or made it legal and allowed the government to regulate it, women who already run their own, it's a woman running her own business saying, look, I have these commodities.
I have a very particular set of skills.
I have these commodities that people want. I have these things that a guy might want, right?
A sex worker.
I'm going to offer them up, and I'm a sex worker. And I do not do drugs. I've just decided this is how I want to make money, and I can handle it emotionally. I don't see any problem with that. And I don't see any problem with – it's the oldest profession. It's been around ever since guys discovered that the penis goes in the vagina and it feels good. You know, back when they were cavemen, they probably gave him a turnip.
Sure.
I don't know. If you're interested in this, there's somebody you can follow online, a libertarian writer.
But men, too. I mean, there's a lot of gay men, you know.
Yeah.
This is the same thing. They should be allowed to
prostitute
themselves if they want to.
Do it online. You can go to the cam sites and jack off. Why can't you? Like George Carlin used to say, selling is legal, fucking is legal. Why isn't selling fucking legal? But there's this woman, Elizabeth Nolan Brown. She's a libertarian.
What campsite is she on?
Not on a campsite.
Oh, okay.
She's a libertarian writer, and she's a journalist. Elizabeth Nolan Brown, you can find her on Twitter. She's a pretty interesting person. So where were we?
According to Margaret Cho, it keeps a lot of would-be rapists from raping.
Of course it does. So give all these incels sex robots.
Yeah, there has to be some way to regulate it.
Which is a weird way of saying a mannequin with a hole in it.
They should do something. They've got to give him something.
You seen that Whitney Cummings sex robot? Looks pretty good.
Yeah, it looked better than her.
Yeah, I know.
That's really, I mean, isn't she a sex robot?
I know, I don't like her either, but that she's doing a lot of stuff on her social medias with this robot, and the robot looks really good.
I know. I don't think she's funny. Let's see, you guys started watching Glow.
I didn't.
Season 3.
I gave up on the show a couple seasons.
Yeah, I only watched the first season.
Couple seasons.
I watched the first season.
Watched the first season. I watched half the second season, and then I was done.
So good.
I like him, but I don't care
about the other characters.
I didn't like the show Glow. I didn't watch it in the '80s.
I did.
I didn't because it wasn't. I thought it was fake.
It was fake.
It was fake.
I know, but I watched wrestling for the male
for the
soap
men,
opera
because you like watching men, big sweaty men.
R.I.P. Harley Racer.
Yeah, I heard Hart Race.
Yeah, whatever.
Harley Race.
Yeah. Harley Race.
Yeah. Yeah, he was, I think he was the NWA champion more than anybody.
I watched the hell out of Glow, though, when I was that age.
I didn't. I just thought it was stupid.
Oh, it was stupid.
I know. But I like wrestling. I thought.
Yeah. Just trying to see the farmer's daughter and her Daisy Dukes.
No.
Oh, yes, I was.
No, well, I mean, Jeff would shoplift, porn magazines, so I didn't have to worry about watching.
Never.
No nude in my life. Jeff was always horking jom.
Never have I horked jom.
He's horking jom right now.
Yeah, he is. No, we're not at Cole's Pharmacy.
They didn't have jom at Cole's Pharmacy.
Yeah, they did.
Cards and everything.
No, you had one time at Cole's Pharmacy, you were wearing sweatpants and you had six magazines. Yes, they did have jom there. They had Gallery.
No. I don't think they had jom at Cole's Pharmacy.
You probably jerked off to this Radio Labyrinth poster.
Just this part up here. Up here in the corner.
What's up in the corner?
Oh, my missing poster.
You look like Michael,
you like to think
Michael
about
J.
Me being
Fox's
kidnapped.
Mom in that picture from Back to the Future.
She does.
Oh, my God. Leah Thompson?
Yeah. Yep. All right. So Jeff is watching Glow. I'm not going to be watching it.
You should watch it, man. Merritt's so good on this.
I heard there's a lot of nudity in
season episode 3 so far is the best episode as far as nudity goes.
Oh, speaking of Betty Gilpin, you know they're not releasing that movie.
Oh, the one that I just saw?
She's hunted?
Yeah,
she's hunted by the Trump people, or she hunts Trump people, or whatever.
The liberals are hunting them. See, they're all deplorable.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, you're talking about the one that they're going to do for Blumhouse? That's going to be on Amazon Prime or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. I just know that it came out. It was supposed to be.
No, it's supposed to come out.
But it's Betty Gilpin and the guy from the Sad Show. This Is Us.
Oh, okay.
The actor guy on This Is Us. He's in this film, and then the female Karate Kid.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about Swank Mouth?
Yeah, Hillary Horse Mouth Swank.
Yeah.
She's playing like a rich elite liberal. And anyway, the point of the movie is, I don't know what the point is, but it's not being released.
Well, it was going to be on Hulu. Yeah, Hulu has this terror series where it's like some kind of dark, they're all dark movies that they put on there. And the promos are always great. And then the movies are fucking terrible. They've gotten me twice. They've
so how
suckered
is
me
this
in twice.
Related to that?
It's the same. It's from the. It's through
it's
the same.
It's that Bloomfield dude.
Yeah, it's the Blumhouse guy.
All right.
And it was going to be another one in that series, and it was probably going to suck because I'm telling you, the previews for these movies look so good. They had one with Jimmy Phillips that I watched for 30 minutes, and
Jimmy
I was
Simpson.
Like, "What the Jimmy Simpson?" I'm like, "What the fuck is happening? This is so stupid."
Here's the latest: Universal cancels the Hunt release. Following controversy. I mean, following the fucking mass shootings we've had the last week.
Oh, wow. I mean, we're going to keep having mass shootings. I mean, what, are they just never going to have them again?
Well, Walmart now is not putting out ad displays for violent video games.
Yeah, but they're still selling guns.
I know. What are we going to do?
I don't know.
I watched the first 3 Pennyworth. You guys all watched them.
And then you complain about it.
I didn't complain about it. I just think his widow's peak is annoying as fuck.
You shut your mouth that Jack Bannon is handsome.
I think he looks handsome.
So handsome.
Jacked I think up, he looks handsome.
Jacked oh, that's up a pretty eyebrow. Good Jack Bannon. Can you do, because he does, don't you guys
Michael
think he does
Caine.
The best Michael Caine?
He does do the best Michael Caine. I don't know, but he does a good young one. And he speaks, I love the way he speaks.
But he says, don't do that.
Don't do that. I love Jodie Foster Jr., his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't she look like...
She's beautiful.
Yeah, I know, but doesn't she look like young Jodie Foster?
She does. Bit, yeah. They have such great chemistry and...
She's doomed.
Yeah, I
yeah,
know
she's gonna die for sure. But what a and a Paloma, that chick that plays the villain.
Oh, she's hilarious.
Fucking
hilarious.
Her and her sister.
Yeah. Well, her sister, the older one, she what's that actress's name? She was in Rome. Polly.
Yeah.
She was in Caprica too.
Yeah. That lady.
I'm gonna look up the name. I hate it when we don't know.
She's got the slaves and stuff walking around her house.
Yeah, it's so weird.
In this?
In Pennyworth. The sex slaves. They're all in their they have to wear the dog collars and masks.
Polly Walker
and,
is her
yeah,
name.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, Bruno Heller, who did Gotham,
right,
is the showrunner on this show, or he's the guy doing this show.
Mm-hmm.
And he did Rome with Jonathan Mielew, who Jonathan Mielew did, or Jonathan Millis. Is it Millis?
Millis?
Yeah. Millis, yeah. He did Red Dawn.
Oh, the remake?
No, the original? Good one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's, I think he's a super right winger, too. But anyway, Bruno Heller, I don't know anything about other than he's a good TV guy. And I liked Gotham. I'm going to binge all of Gotham because I checked in and out.
But don't you feel like Pennyworth is
Pennyworth.
Way beyond Gotham?
Oh, fuck yeah.
So good.
The premise of Pennyworth, which Steph has mentioned before, is that it's Alfred Pennyworth, who is the bodyguard of, or not the bodyguard, but he's the butler. But you get to see his origins, how he meets Bruce Wayne's dad. And who's the woman? Is that eventually his mother, Martha?
Thinking so, yeah.
But Martha Kane?
Martha Kane, yeah.
Yes. That's Mrs. Kent, eventually.
Eventually. Now,
she's amazing, obviously. And then the guy that plays Bruce Wayne's dad, Thomas Wayne.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yep. Really, really good if you haven't had a chance to check it out. I will say...
I think it ends tomorrow, so there's no point in mentioning it, but it's been free all this week on mm-hmm. Comcast and on demand.
And his sidekicks, oh my God, his military dudes. And I love how they keep flashing back to his military service, and you know that's what has messed
his mind's
him up.
Fucked up. But you don't know what war it is, and you don't know what year it is, and I love that. And I think that all started with the Dark Knight. Frank Miller created that universe, and that carried into the Batman world. Certainly with the first two Batman movies with what's his face, Michael Keaton.
Yeah, and because it looks 60s, but there's elements of the 20s, there's elements of the 40s, elements of even beyond the 60s.
It's very mod.
Yeah, it's very mod.
That British mod thing.
It's its own reality.
Mm-hmm. But it's a great show. There's no Batman in it. There's no. So check it out if you're into the Batman or DC universe. And that's why I like it. You know, Marvel's not doing shit like that. DC is branching out, doing all sorts of weird stuff and tapping into their Vertigo line and shit like that. But Marvel, I'm not impressed with what Marvel's got coming out now.
This show has potential to go 4 or 5 seasons
and
do its own thing.
Mm-hmm. And you eventually get to the point where he goes and becomes, you know, Bruce Wayne's character.
And the villains, too, the Raven Society.
Mm-hmm.
And
I mean, love that.
There's very ominous. It's probably my favorite new show.
Yeah, I agree. I love it. It's fast paced. It's not too complicated to follow.
And violent as hell.
Yeah, and I like violence.
I like my violence.
You like the violence, huh, Mike? The killings?
Not when I'm shopping at Walmart, but otherwise, yes.
Well, where are your violent movies? Right behind the guns. Sorry, we took down the display. Let's see. There's a couple other shows you guys, Jeff, put on here. Perpetual Grace. You watched the first episode?
I watched the first one.
What'd you think?
I don't know what the hell's going on, but I kind of want to keep watching.
This also is on Epic.
It's so good, Jeff.
Perpetual Grace is also on Epic.
Yes, it's such a great show.
Jimmy Simpson. And
Ben Kingsley, Jackie Weaver, Louis Guzman.
Yeah.
What's her face from Ash versus Evil Dead? Dana DiLorenzo.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's Damon Harriman, the one that played Manson in your Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
You seen that yet?
No.
So back to Perpetual Grace. I watched the first episode and I'm confused as fuck, but I'm going to watch it again.
You have to. There's so many things going on.
And I tried to get Caitlin to watch it with me and she watched all of it. We're both confused.
Let me explain something to you.
Sure.
Okay. So Jimmy Simpson, he is this despondent fireman. He ran out on a fire and he let this guy die, this other fireman that he was in the fire with. The guy had 11 kids, so it left all these kids orphans.
Yeah.
Well, Jimmy is all messed up in his head over this. On the other side, so Damon Harriman, him and Dana DiLorenzo, they have hatched this plot to steal money from his parents. His parents are these very crappy charlatans who run a church, quotation marks, and they basically take people's money from them, and, you know, they're crappy like that. So mm-hmm. what they do, they construct this idea to get a guy to pretend to be his son.
Okay.
Or to pretend to be Damon Harriman. And he's going to try and convince people that he's the real son and take the money, blah, blah, blah. Well, meanwhile, Luis Guzman, he is a cop down in Mexico. He works at a corrections office.
Yeah, weren't they trying to kill the parents, though, in the Mexican prison?
They didn't want to kill him. No,
the whole plan
was that they were just going to have them detained down there. And while they're down there, that they'll convince them that they're dead.
Okay.
They had a guy down in Mexico who was going to sign a death certificate, and then they'd get their life insurance money and all the money from the church. Well, none of that goes right.
Mm-hmm.
None of it goes right at all. And so, like, when Ben Kingsley, they go down there because they're told that their son, Damon Harriman, is down there and he's in trouble. And so that's why they go down there. But he's not.
Mm-hmm.
He's completely fine. But it's a very long, intricate, there's so many things that you find out along the way. So I don't want to spoil it for you. And
okay.
I don't even think I painted the picture of it very well. But if you have any questions.
And who's the guy in the jail cell at the end?
The guy in the jail cell.
With the tattoos across his chest?
Oh, because you're about to see what's about. Okay. So that guy, he has Paul Allen Brown tattooed on his chest, right?
Okay. Which is the name the guy, Jimmy Simpson's supposed to be.
Right.
Assuming his identity.
Okay, so his parents, they were taken by Damon Harriman's parents. He took all their money. So, but they told him that their son was the one who took the money. They're assholes. They set their own kid up.
Okay.
So this guy, he tattooed that dude's name on his chest because he's going to kill him. And he's killed like two or three people. So that's why he has his name on his chest. Remind him of who took the money from his parents. But the kid, he never did take the money. But he did do something else.
All right.
So that's to come.
I'm going to keep watching.
Please keep watching. I mean, can't you tell, though, that it's mm-hmm. very, yeah.
Interesting?
Yes. Oh, my God. Wait till you get to Glenn, the little guy that works at the pawn shop. He is
That kid's hilarious.
All right. Perpetual Grace.
He's fucking hilarious. Glenn is great.
Perpetual Grace.
Yes.
Check it out. It's on Epix. I'll tell you one thing on Epix that you don't want to watch. Jigsaw.
No.
That was the most recent in the Saw torture porn series. I love the Saw movies. The original one?
Yeah.
Let's play a game.
Nah, I'm not a big torture.
Why don't we play a game? Torture. You don't like torture?
Nah.
Maybe you should have thought of that before you made that bad decision 20 years ago. You thought you were doing the right thing, but instead, you allowed somebody else to suffer. Make your choice.
I always just say, just kill him.
The inventive ways he comes up with to kill people or the traps that they have to get up are cool. But the rest of the people in the movie suck. The first one is the best one.
Yeah, because it's the big reveal at the end,
yeah,
which you're not expecting.
And Cary Elwes is in it, and he's in a lot of shit. What was I going to Google? I forget what I was going to Google. Well, I'll think about it later. Radio Labyrinth is sponsored by Atlanta Pizza and Mural, 1565 Georgia 138 in beautiful Conyers, Georgia. Atlanta Pizza and Mural is a longtime local favorite, serving the best pizzas, gyros, Italian beef sandwiches, hot subs, spaghetti, lasagna, and Greek salads in a relaxed, casual setting since 1983. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/ATL Pizza. Interact with other diners, check out the menu, and even start your order. Or AtlantaPizzaEuro.com.
Like current events and want to be the smartest among your friends? Then the Power Pod is the show for you.
The Power Pod is a weekly recap show where we cover the current events of the week.
It's a show where we're not afraid to get serious.
And we're not afraid to have some fun.
So try us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, the WSB Radio app, WSBRadio.com, Stitcher, CastBox. Okay. Anywhere there are podcasts,
we are there.
So power up. With the Power Pod!
And you, of course you're going to watch season two of Get Shorty now that you have it.
Well, hang on a minute.
Okay.
All right. I tried to get, you know, we've run out of things to watch together, so I said, you know, she likes these crime shows, and she's really into that show in Boston with Kevin
City
Bacon.
City on a Hill.
She loves City on a Hill. I didn't get into it. I'm going to have to eventually, but I said, let's watch the first episode of Get Shorty. I said, you've seen the movie. You remember the movie. This isn't the movie, but it's kind of the same thing. Shorty is his daughter, which is cool. So we watched the first episode. She loved it, and I remembered how great it was. My favorite characters in that in Get Shorty are the boss lady.
Oh, yeah.
She's great. I think about it. I like John Stamos. And if you haven't seen, the first episode is basically the setup of why he decides to go to Hollywood, just like in the movie. You know, he's going out there to do business for the mob, and then he's, you know, he gets into the Hollywood. But there's a script that has blood all over it because they shot the guy that wrote it, who owed money to the mob, and they're just carrying it around the rest of the first episode, just like looking at the script, and there's blood all over it. Ray Romano is in the show. Who else?
Sean Bridger as his sidekick. The two of them.
Sean Bridger from
Deadwood.
Deadwood yeah.
And from Rectify.
Johnny. Yeah. Johnny and. Well, I can't do an impression of him. What? Do an impression.
He's a Mormon.
He is?
Yeah. On the show.
On the show, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But Chris O'Dowd and Sean Bridger, they are the two of them together are phenomenal.
Best two people together are Ray Romano and Amaro, though.
Oh, God. Ray Romano's great in that show.
I think it's his best role.
Ray Romano?
Yeah, I do.
Even better than Everybody Loves Raymond?
Wait till you see season two.
Season two.
Yeah. And season two.
Because you already watched season one.
I've watched it, but I'm going to watch
it again.
You're rewatching
with her. Yeah, sure.
So we're talking about, what's his name here? Chris O'Dowd. Mm-hmm. What other things would people know him from?
He was on that HBO show with The Family Tree or whatever.
The Family Tree.
He was on the IT Crowd.
Yeah, the IT Crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on that show that 10-minute show that was on the Sundance Channel that was really good.
Oh, he's in Girls?
Yeah, the most mainstream thing he's been, he was the cop in Bridesmaids, the love interest of Kristen Wiig.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But he is Irish.
Yep.
And he's a badass.
Yeah, he's pretty fucking cool on this show.
Yeah, he's so cool.
So check that out. You know, it's on Epix. Epix should give us some money.
They should. I would love it if we could get anybody from any Epix show on this show.
Same.
I swear to God.
Let's get Chris O'Dowd.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
him or Jack Bannon from Pennyworth.
Hell yeah.
And his Widow's Peak.
Get the guy from Deadwood. You got connection there.
Sean Bridger.
Get Sean Bridger.
I can reach out to him.
And tell him, you can tell him how much I absolutely was obsessed with Rectify.
Yeah.
And I know not hardly anybody watched that show.
And you can also tell him that we've had, you know,
W. R. Brown.
Yeah.
And
Jerry
Surely we could get somebody from Get Shorty, because their show premieres, what, in November?
I think it's October is what I heard.
And that's season three.
Yes.
Yeah, so plenty of time to get caught.
Yo, you're going to love season two. I can't wait for you to watch it.
We've got to get through season one first. All right, let's see. You guys watched everything. Oh, I'll just do mine real quick, and then because you guys have more going on. Caitlin and I went and saw the first half of Cats.
First half?
The first act.
What?
Yeah, we went to see Cats.
What happened? Was there like did a motorcycle backfire outside the theater?
No.
I scared the cats out of the theater.
I'd never seen Cats, and I only know two songs from it, Mr. Mistopheles and Memory.
Midnight when the kitties are sleeping.
That's not in the song.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
That's not what David Letterman would do when he was making fun of Cats.
Right. No.
I would want to see it if it did that. If they did all the music, if they did all the songs from Billy Squier and Cats.
Yeah, that would be awesome. No, I didn't understand it. At the beginning, and it's visually amazing. It's a Broadway show, but it's visually amazing. Broadway Atlanta does a great job of bringing these shows to the city. You see them at the Fox. It's just amazing the work that they put into it. But not every musical is something that you're going to be into. I've never seen it before. I'd always wanted to, and now I have to see it so I can see the second, you know, act. But I don't get it.
Why did you only see one act?
Because Caitlin had to go to work in the morning.
Oh, okay.
And after Memory, we looked at each other, and she said, "Hey, I'm ready to go if you are." I'm like, "I'm ready to go."
So do you?
But I'm not the only people. It was media night, so most of the people there were there with gimme tickets.
Okay.
And it was a soft night for other ticket sales. Hundreds of people left at the break.
Mm.
You know, at intermission, hundreds of people were just pouring out, and I was waiting for her, and you know, having a smoke outside, you know, waiting for Caitlin to leave, and people were walking by. So finally I asked, are you leaving, or are you just coming out for intermission? Oh, no, we're leaving. Why are you leaving? Oh, I just wanted to hear Memory.
Well, probably a lot of them have seen Cats a bajillion times, but and probably seen it on real Broadway, and this is just not.
It was much better than Cats.
Cats? What's Cats?
Cats.
Oh. I liked the performances were great. Again, I just don't understand it.
You want to see the movie now?
No. I want to hear Mr. Mistopheles, but, you know, my goal is I want to go see it on Broadway with Greg Russ from the Von Hessler Doctrine and our other favorite podcast, One Topic.
Is he in Cats?
No, he's big into Cats.
He loves it. It's his favorite musical. Rum Tum Tugger. Rum Tum Tugger is a hell of a tugger. He'll give you a hand job behind the whatever.
Really?
I don't know. I watched Casino again, and boy, that movie is garbage.
That's what? Not true.
Not true at all.
Yes, no. It is. The first part of the movie is really cool when it's, hey, we're at the casino, and this is what's going on at the casino, and here's this, and here's that, and this is fun, and, oh, and then it's just become Sharon Stone screaming and crying and being drunk and on drugs. It's so bad.
No,
terrible.
I don't agree with
editing
that
awful. It's just like Scorsese said, yeah, I'm going to do Casino. I'm going to do Goodfellas too, but make it really bad.
Bah.
It doesn't hold up. Watch it again.
I watched it like 2 months ago.
You did, and you think it holds up.
It's not as good as Goodfellas, no.
Nowhere near as good
as Goodfellas. It's not as good as The Departed.
No, nowhere near.
It's but I still like it.
Godfather Part 3.
Godfather Part 3 is better than Casino.
I don't know.
I still like it, and I still, it's a very messed up movie, and it's brutal, and whenever Pesci gets his, that's probably one of the worst things I've ever seen.
Yeah. I mean, they could just cut out Sharon Stone.
Is it because you don't like her?
No, I like Sharon Stone, and I like her character at the beginning, but it just devolves into, it's just terrible. It's just this back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Boring.
And, you know, James Woods.
Good in it. It's just maybe it needs some more editing. I don't know. Maybe I liked it better when it came out. The other thing I watched is I got caught in a barbecue pit master marathon and saw the guy from Fat Matt's.
Oh, really? Is he on there?
Yeah, I mean, from 2015 or whatever.
Hmm.
I can't imagine them cooking outside in the heat.
Oh, my God.
They must have makeup people there because all these people are, you know.
They look like they're all
rotund. And nobody's sweating. So something's going on.
They're dabbing them with those big barbecue mops.
Oh, and guys, Real Housewives of Orange County, I watched the first episode of the new season, and they are lit.
Oh, God.
That's me looking at my phone while Caitlin's watching the first episode.
You and Autumn can talk about that next time she's on.
No, we can't. I
physically cannot watch those shows. They make my whole, like, my pulse shut down. I feel like I'm dying when I'm watching.
Oh, I yell at the TV.
I feel like like I'm constricting. Mm-hmm.
I'll watch Escape from Witch Mountain, but that's as far as I'll go.
What? what does that mean?
Because that lady from Real Housewives is on there.
What lady? What are you talking about? What lady?
The little girl from Escape from Witch Mountain is on Housewives of...
Escape from Witch Mountain cast. The original or the 2009?
No, the original.
Kim Richards,
yeah,
her?
Yeah.
Oh, God, remember that Ike Eisenman?
Uh-huh.
He dies in Wrath of Khan.
Yep.
And then you never see him in anything ever again. That's her, Kim Richards?
Yep.
Holy shit, that is her. Nuh-uh. Is she in that show?
Yeah, and so's her sisters on some other
show.
She's
in Beverly Hills. I watch Orange County. Please. My staff pick this week comes courtesy of Robert Kearns on Twitter.
Didn't we go to high school
Love
with him?
Rob Kearns.
No, we didn't go to high school with Robert Kearns.
Robert Kearns that went to our high school.
No, not with us. 1865 podcast from the Wondery Network. April 15th, 1865. President Lincoln is dead and the country is in turmoil.
Spoiler alert.
Secretary of War Edwin Stanton takes control, determined to bring the assassin to justice. I cannot wait to binge this. There's two or three things ahead of it, but I love that Civil War stuff. And speaking of history, you know Dan Carlin is, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He's put together this virtual reality where he narrates it, but it's a virtual reality of the World War I battlefields. And it's going to go on tour, and you walk through, and you can feel the artillery hitting. I watched a preview for it, so keep your eye out for that.
Can you storm the beach at Normandy?
No, that's World War II.
Oh, that's World War II.
World War I, Dan Carlin of the Hardcore History Podcast. Amazing, and he has a great voice.
Oh, he does. I enjoy that podcast quite a bit.
And that does it for me.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, huh? Jeff, what's your staff pick?
I was just going to pick Glow because that's just started.
Gina Davis is in it?
Yep. She plays like the president of the casino where they're doing the shows.
Okay. And what else?
And Maron is so good in this, man. You gotta watch it. Just
Mark Maron's good in anything.
Mm-hmm.
But his character is really going through a lot in season three, and I think he's trying to get sober or be a better person.
Old habits die hard.
Mm.
So he's got an arc this season, and I think he's shining in his performance so far. I've watched the first three.
Mm-hmm.
It's been really good.
I was behind a few on his podcast, so I'm listening to the one with him, Walton Goggins, right now.
Right,
Ass-ass.
He's got a show on Epix too. I didn't watch it though.
Yeah, I haven't checked that out. Mm-mm. What's it called? It's like some hip, like I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't watched it.
Some either. Kind of show with mm-hmm. Walter Goggins and Cass Eyes.
But there's a show on Epix that he's on, and if you got Epix, check it out. Which I'm probably gonna have to get.
Let's see. So Pennyworth, Preacher, Snowfall is so good this season.
Yeah, I'm three behind, but I'll get caught up. It gets better and better.
Yeah, it's really good this season. Baskets, which we heard that this is gonna be the last season. That really sucks. It's been so funny.
Well, they're gonna tear down the rodeo to make way for that high speed train.
That's sure what it looks like. But Baskets has been really good. And now my new comedy obsession is this guy, this Bashir Salahuddin is his name.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on Glow for a couple seasons, and he was a writer for Late Night with Jimmy Fallon. He has two shows on right now that are fucking killing me. The show Southside on Comedy Central is so funny, you guys. You have to watch
Southside.
It's
about Southside Steve.
It's not. No. It's these two dudes that are
Repo man, right? Yeah.
Well, no, they work for a rent-to-own place in Southside Chicago, and it's about, you know, everything, their little neighborhood, and about these two cops that work for them to whenever they have to go back, and they do have to take something back. I mean, they don't just repo stuff. Okay. They actually rent-to-own shit, but sometimes you have to go get it away from these people because they won't pay their bill.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really, I'd say, especially if you're from Chicago, it's like a love letter. Everything is very inside Chicago and or whatever, but he is the creator of that show,
okay.
And it's hilarious. And then he's got another show on at the same time now. It's on IFC called Sherman's Showcase. Oh, my God. What a crazy-ass show. It's completely, it's like a takeoff of Soul Train, but it's a mockumentary. And he kind of plays this Don Cornelius character. And every episode is kind of like
Don Cornelius.
Yeah, it's them kind of traveling through time, him thinking back to the show. There's commercial parodies from that time, movie parodies from that time. I mean, it's really cool show. So
nice.
Sherman's Showcase, very funny show. And I started watching Working Moms. That's a crazy ass show.
What's that?
It's on Netflix. It's got what's her face Ponderosa. From Always Sunny,
uh-huh.
The one that turned herself into a cat.
Yeah, yeah.
It's her and these other chicks on there. It's pretty hardcore. Very funny show, Working Moms. And this is, it's totally not me usually, but Adult Swim, they've got a new show on Saturdays at 11:30. It's called Genlock, and it's a cartoon. If you like robots, if you like futuristic shit, Michael B. Jordan, who's an awesome actor from Black Panther and all these other things, he is the producer, and he's the star of the show. And his other, like the female on there is Dakota Fanning. I mean, these are big name people voicing these. And they take robots and they are fusing human DNA with them to fight these alien invaders that have come there. I can't even imagine how many bucks they've spent on this. It's a beautiful looking animated show, but it's like 30 minutes long. And it's called Genlock, and it's on Adult Swim on Saturdays at 11:30. Okay. And my staff pick, of course, Mindhunter season two.
Who are they doing this season?
It's Atlanta Children Murder.
Oh.
They're doing that and they're doing BTK.
Okay.
So they're going to be doing them simultaneously.
Okay.
But yeah, the Atlanta Child Murder seems to be the big scope of it or whatever. So that is awesome. And Tool on Spotify, finally, they are put all of Tool's music digitally, which if you are a Tool fan, and you don't have a CD player anymore, which I don't.
They weren't allowing their music for a while to be streamed?
Never. Yeah.
Wow.
Never.
What changed their minds?
Well, they have a new album coming out, and I guess they finally realized that people...
A lot of people are saying this new album is great, too.
I haven't listened to that new song yet, but I sure have been listening to old Tool. And it's so crazy, because like, there's songs of theirs, like Anima or whatever. It could have came out today, and it sounds completely relevant to everything.
I wouldn't know a Tool song if you hit me over the head with it.
Really?
No.
Well, I guess it's too heavy for you.
I don't know. I like Metallica.
Yeah, but you like all that hippie jam band shit.
I like two jam band.
But this I'm saying, I feel that's like people too that many, people Tim. That love jam band shit are never going to like Tool. Not generally. It's just two different kinds of people.
Name,
you know?
Name a popular Tool song.
They had that
Prison Sex.
They had that music video with
that's
like
really
the
popular
stuff.
Was it on the radio?
No, it was on MTV.
Anyway. Hooker with a Penis.
Oh yeah, that played on Peach.
Prison Sex is a very popular song. You would have. This is about getting ass raped in prison.
I guess I confuse them with Godsmack.
No, I'll slap the shit out of you, Tim. God damn it.
Sully.
The fuck?
I used to work with Sully's sister.
Godsmack. How dare you?
I don't know.
You?
What are you talking about? Hey.
Maynard, he is one of those beautiful voices in the entire world. He's the voice of a fucking angel. Shut up. Anyway, so, and my last thing is, and since you guys loved Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, there is your chick from The Ringer, the one who did the Halloween podcast that mm-hmm. you liked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She did a 3-episode thing with Quentin Tarantino called Feature Presentation with Quentin Tarantino. So good.
Okay. I think Ira sent me this the other day.
I binged all 3 episodes in
a day. Did Ira send
it
to you, Steph?
No, I just found it.
He sent me some podcast about Tarantino that
it's 3 episodes.
Out.
It's her interviewing
what's
Tarantino.
What's her name? It doesn't say in the description.
I forget what her name is.
Wow.
I forget what her name is, but she's, you know, she's somebody for, is it Hollywood Reporter or who the hell is she? She's a writer for someplace. But
what did she do that I liked?
The Halloween podcast. Remember,
oh,
that was
yeah,
on
yeah.
the show.
Uh-huh, yeah,
this
yeah.
one Ira sent me is called The Big Picture.
Yeah,
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is Quentin Tarantino's most sentimental film ever.
That's not the same thing. Feature presentation. No, it's so good because she interviews Quentin over 3 episodes, and they're talking about the Beverly.
Oh, he did send me that also. Young Quentin goes to the movies. Quentin Tarantino's yeah. feature presentation. Right.
Yeah, but it's about him, how he bought that theater in L.A. called the Beverly, and how he's the one who picks the movies that are shown there every night. And so she picks out a few of the movies that he's picked that she feels are really indicative of his personalities, and then they talk about each movie.
Okay.
So you'll cool. like that.
Here's 2 staff picks that all of us agree on. Lodge 49 Season 2.
Yes!
Comes out August 12th. And
this Sunday.
The Terror comes out August 12th as well.
With George Takei.
Recent Radio Labyrinth guest, George Takei.
That looks good to me, how it's all that Japanese horror
same
shit,
here.
Like The Grudge and all that
hell
kind of crap.
Yeah.
I love that crap.
I am going to be watching it. I watched, do you guys ever watch, you know, the guys that do the Star Wars reviews, Mr. Plinkett, Half
just,
in the Bag. Do you ever watch their
no,
podcast?
Just,
no.
Huh?
I watched it at your house one time.
Oh, I watched their podcast, Half in the Bag, and they were talking about the Picard trailer, and then they broke down. Did you know that there's, have you guys seen the Picard trailer?
Yeah, the one yeah. where it's got Data in the junk drawer.
Yeah, and it looks pretty cool and everything, but then they showed some things that I didn't really pay attention to. There's like karate fights and kicks and space battles. That's not TNG. And so that's interesting. And then this girl in it is supposed to be the key to everything, so
right.
that's a plot point that we've all seen before. And the speculation is she's half Borg.
Mm.
Yeah.
So she could be the daughter of Chakotay and Seven of Nine.
Yeah.
Or she could be the daughter of Data, and he had a daughter, right? What was her name? Not Lore. Lore was his brother.
Yeah,
there was a girl.
I don't remember.
That Data may have had a child with. And then there's
also Tasha Yar?
No. And then there's
Data could make like
he's
a gravy.
He's programmed for several
I am
pleasuring.
Fully functional.
Yeah.
Programmed
he is
fun.
I mean, I didn't know he blasted.
Multiple techniques.
Wow, I did not know
that. Look on Yar's face after he said that.
Yeah.
That's the best moment.
Do you ever see that episode?
No.
Everybody on the Enterprise is horny because of something that's in the air. It's not affecting Data because...
Oh, right. Okay, yeah, I do remember that.
And Tasha
yeah.
Yar is all slutted up. She goes, tell me, Data. And he goes, I am fully functional, programmed in multiple techniques.
And then it cuts to her, and she just has this look like, ooh.
And she could be the Borg Queen's daughter as well.
Could be. Yeah.
I am the Borg Queen.
Yes. So, you know, and the guy who did it was the original showrunner for Discovery who got shit-canned, and he's the guy who he's writing a lot of it. His name's Alex something or other. Mm. Doesn't
I can't remember.
Doesn't know anything about Star Trek. So we'll see. Obviously, people who are TNG fans who love the science fiction, the digital, you know, the real, you know, breakdown, everything scientific and it's slow paced.
Discovery's been so good, man.
Yeah, but it's an action show, and that's what this is going to be. It's going to be Picard in an action show, but it's still Star Trek. Anyway, I'll check it out. But if you're interested in a fun podcast, Gen X guys talking about shit they like that are pretty funny, check out Half in the Back.
That's what I was, and I will say that too about the Sherman Showcase show that I told you about. It's completely for people our age.
Yeah.
Because all of the memories and all of the people that they're parroting, it's only people that are in their late 30s, 40s would remember or know anything about.
So FX has put out, is going to do Monica Lewinsky in their next American Crime series.
Yep.
I'm not going to watch it.
Why?
I don't care.
They've all been good, though.
Yeah.
Sarah Paulson's going to play Linda Tripp.
Sarah Paulson's in everything. I'm tired of her. And why isn't it John?
That should be John
Goodman
playing
Linda Tripp.
It should be.
Oh.
Monica. I'll watch it, but I don't care.
Who's playing Clinton?
I don't know. I haven't looked at the cast. I just know that Monica Lewinsky's in it.
Well,
or Monica Lewinsky's producing it.
No, it's the girl from that Booksmart that's playing Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
That movie Booksmart that came out a while ago, it was like Super Bad but for girls.
That's the one where the director got mad that nobody went and saw it.
Yeah,
Jonah Hill's sister.
It's Beanie Feldstein.
Yeah, that's Jonah Hill's sister.
It is. Yeah, she looks just like him. Holy shit! Ugh. Anna Lee Ashford is playing Paula Jones. It doesn't say who's playing.
It doesn't
Clinton.
Say who's playing Clinton.
No, he probably won't be in it very much. It'll be clips. It'll be clips of Clinton. I bet you.
Oh, okay.
And Hillary. Let's see. Here's some shit that pissed me off when I heard about it. Disney's going to reboot Home Alone and Night at the Museum.
That's Macaulay.
I don't
Culkin.
Care about Night
Macaulay
at the Museum.
Did you see that tweet he put out?
Oh yeah.
Gold.
Fucking love Macaulay Culkin.
This is what Home Alone looks like.
Yeah, and he's in his underpants eating. Was he eating pizza?
He's
or something?
Like ice cream or something.
Yeah, he has a big double chin.
Yeah. No reason. Mm-mm. What did they have to woke it up?
You know, he legally changed his name to Macaulay Culkin. Macaulay Culkin. Culkin.
No, I didn't know that.
He had a contest online to pick his middle name, and they picked Macaulay Culkin to be his middle name, so he legally changed his name to Macaulay Culkin Culkin.
I love that. We should try to get him on. He's an interesting interview.
Well, he does a podcast, that Bunny Ears podcast.
I liked him on Marin did a great interview with him.
Yeah, that was so
I listened
telling.
To a Marin interview recently, but I don't remember who it was. It was really, really good.
Letterman?
No.
That was a good one.
No. I don't know. Letterman doesn't do anything for me anymore. I don't watch his show on Netflix.
The one with Zach Galifianakis is worth watching.
I like the Kanye one because he's just incredulous. One of these days I'll get around to watching Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Yeah, it's so good. The Eddie Murphy one alone is
Classic.
Out.
What happened with Netflix and Norm Macdonald? I figured that would get canceled.
Yeah, they can. Norm Macdonald has a show, and so Norm's going to go back to YouTube, according to his Twitter.
I saw his tweet where he said,
if you're using his clips,
you're gonna
cease and desist. Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's I'm Not Norm. Don't you?
I don't know.
I'm Not Norm is the guy that puts all the stuff up that shouldn't be up.
Oh, right. Gotcha.
But all those Netflix shows, or all the YouTube shows that he did were so good, you can watch them more than once. They're funny. The Gilbert Gottfried, there's two of those. Mm-hmm. And the very first one with Bob Einstein is so funny.
My favorite is
I'm gonna leave.
The Jim Carrey one is my favorite.
That's a good one.
It's my all-time favorite.
I'm going to leave.
They're all good. I hope he puts them up legitimately on YouTube.
I hope he does the show again.
Yeah, I hope
he does. It's more interesting
new
that
show.
Way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was better on YouTube.
I agree. I didn't really like the Netflix one. My favorite one on Netflix was Judge Judy.
Yeah, they didn't let him be weird.
He couldn't be Norm.
Yeah, I like it on, because he just goes all over the place on YouTube. And
they might have allowed him to, but he didn't feel like he could.
Yeah.
You know? Who knows? He might have held himself back. Let's see. What else? Some housekeeping. Steph's birthday is September 4th.
Why would you bring that up?
Jeff's.
Well, because that's when the guest that won the auction.
Oh, yeah. Chris Lucas.
WSB auction wants to come. And I saw that it was 9-4. Which
well, don't
I know
make
is,
it my.
I don't know if Autumn will be here or not, but he'll be here. We'll do something nice for Steph's birthday.
Don't you fucking do anything for our birthday.
No, but it's right after Dragon Con, so maybe Autumn will still be in Atlanta. We don't know. We'll find out.
Oh, okay.
But I was thinking. Not making it a birthday thing, but we could maybe do that ice cream wars too that we've been talking about doing.
That is possible. You know, at that little gas station right by here, I stopped in there on the way, and they sell the Talente gelato layers in there.
What is it, $7,000?
Probably, but it's cold.
Yeah.
And why? What is your Cool Haas people doing a fucking mustard flavored ice cream?
That's
Jeff?
Fucking gross.
Disgusting.
Looks awesome.
Chase Williamson, you said we're getting an interview with him.
Yeah, the thing is, we got to do it on an off day to record. We got to do it on a Monday or Tuesday. So
yeah,
pick a Monday or Tuesday.
Not next week because I have a hair appointment Tuesday. Right. Don't do it to me.
Let's, so the following week.
Following week, on trying to record on Tuesday, I'll reach out to him.
I could probably do that for sure.
Hit me up so to remind me and all that. To reiterate, we have a live show. Our live show is Friday, August 30th.
RelapseComedy.com for tickets.
And you can go to our website, which is RadioLabyrinthPodcast.com for all the details and a link to RelapseTheater.com. Plus, you can find out about Mike TV. And you
Speaking of Relapse Theater, you and I are going on Thursday to see Dana Gould and Bobcat Goldthwait this coming Thursday.
Maybe.
You already have a ticket.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, I'll be going. So, yeah, and then thanks for knocking me off what I was going to say, Mr. Interrupter. We have prizes. Brian Silverback signed comic book. Stranger Things new Coke box.
Funko Pops.
Let me read them.
No.
Paul Stanley Funko Pop. Jack Torrance Funko Pop. Your pretty face is going to hell Monday only calendar. And all sorts of shit. And what else? What else haven't we covered?
Steph, what's up with you?
I'm going to be, I'm going to be interviewing a regular guy's intern from years and years ago. His name is Mason, and he put out a movie that it took him 5 years to make by himself. It's called Lamplight, and it's about a guy who's trapped in his car that gets covered with rocks like a cave-in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, really, like, I'll interview him and I'll play the trailer, but it looks real intense. So,
Cool.
I'll be talking to him. He's already submitted it to some film festivals and gotten some buzz. So I know Mason. He's one of those guys that's very meticulous and worked really, really hard. And I know that he would do that in this film. So I'll be checking that out later.
Okay.
Are you listening to Radio Labyrinth because you like Radio Labyrinth and because you like Tim Andrews, Jeff Lieboff, Autumn Fisher, and Stephanie Swain? Well, listen, you can support Radio Labyrinth. Very easy to do. Just go to Patreon. That's patreon.com/ Tim Andrews, and you can sign up at a multitude of levels. Level 1, the shout-out level. A $1 monthly donation will get you a shout-out on each and every episode of Radio Labyrinth, your very own digital thank you. Tier number 2, ask us or our guests anything. Along with a shout-out on the show, a $5 monthly donation lets you ask us or a guest any question you might have. We'll give you a heads-up when we're having a guest, and then answer your questions on the show. Tier 3, staff pick and a sticker. A $10 donation will get all the monthly rewards from previous tiers, plus a brand spanking new Radio Labyrinth sticker that we'll mail to you. You'll also have a chance to get your staff picks added to our weekly roll call. Each week, we'll post a reminder, so feel free to let us know what you're watching, reading, or listening to. TV, movie, book, comic book, podcast, whatever. Tier 4, producer credit and a t-shirt. This is a brand new feature, and it applies to people who have joined at the level beginning on January 1st, 2019. A $25 donation makes you an official Radio Labyrinth producer with top-of-show credit each and every week, along with all the monthly rewards from the previous tiers. Plus, you'll get a Radio Labyrinth t-shirt from our storefront tier store. And you can find the link right there in the description. Choose the shirt you want, send us the size, the color, and your shipping address, and we'll get it out to you. Tier number 5. Be our guest. A $50 and up donation means we will roll out the red carpet for you and a guest to attend a Radio Labyrinth recording. You'll also get all the monthly rewards from the previous tiers. And if you don't feel like throwing money at us, you know, we totally understand that. I don't give money to people that I don't know. But you can still support us by going to our Facebook page, liking us, following us, and giving us a review there. Or you can do a review on whatever podcast platform you subscribe with. Now, a lot of the times people just say, hey, go to iTunes and give us 5 stars. So go to iTunes and give us 5 stars. Leave a review. When you leave a review, you can request that we read your review doing an impression. Tim Andrews or Autumn Fisher will read it for you. Or if you think Jeff does really good impressions, just put it in there. Once again, sign up for Patreon today at patreon.com/ Tim Andrews.
678, you're on the air.
Yeah, you're talking about a website that bullies a lot of people. And what do you think can be done? Are you talking about banning websites?
I mean, if that's what the government has to do, then I think the government should look towards banning websites. They've done it before, and I think that these people are animals. I mean, they're really – it's unnecessary the amount of hatred and negativity that they put on the internet that takes to life. You doing all right? Are you feeling okay, sir?
Are you there?
That sounds so great there. Yeah, hello?
Yeah, so
– answer you?
No,
you're right,
ahead,
man?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I believe that the government, if they indeed have the right motive, should be allowed to shut down websites.
But what about freedom of speech?
There is freedom of speech, but, you know, freedom of speech does come to a limit, and I think that limit is when you start being so negative and so horrible to the world. You know, I think that when your site is dedicated to just bringing misery, I think that site should be removed, personally. Sir, you don't sound too great, man. Maybe take like some cough syrup, something like that.
So anything, cool. Anything else we ain't talked about?
No, just say about my dog stuff.
Oh yeah,
I came straight here from. Oh, I had some other crap to do, but Gwinnett Jail Dogs. If you're looking for a sweet puppy and you care about rehabilitating people, that's a great 2-4 right
can't
there.
Be rehabilitated.
Oh, I remember what I was going to ask you. Did you guys? Did your husband get to keep his bath salts bear?
Yes.
Did everybody get to keep the bears that they made?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they do these challenges on and off. They're going to do another one pretty soon, another Funko challenge, but this one is going to be tougher because you're going to pick a number and you just get whatever Funko they give you and you got to transform it. And it could be a cool one or it could be some very random, you know, one that you're not really inspired by, but either way, you got to transform it. So, and he's not going to do a horror one next time. He's going to figure out something else to do with it. So, but I sent it to Funko to see if they would be into it. But I don't know. I was pretty proud of him. And his boss came by and said, always knew you were the most talented guy in this place and blah, blah, blah. And he was like, holy God. And then, you know, then they treated him like shit the next day. As your, you know, employers will do.
Yes.
So, but yeah, he had a good day.
If he wants to make another one for us to give away at the live show, that'd be cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Like bath salts bear?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or a, you know, a similar.
Okay. Something else where he transforms it?
Yeah.
All right. I'll talk to him about that.
If he wants to make one, we'll give it away at the live show.
Okay. I will do that. You know, and he's had like this whole setup. He's got like all his little air spray shit and all of his crap. He does, loves to do that kind of little weird things.
And he's invited to the live show, of course.
He's not going to come to that.
But he's invited.
Why isn't he coming?
He just would not come to that.
Worlds collide, to Jerry.
Yeah, he's not going to. First off, to get him to come to Atlanta, it has to be a funeral. Somebody has to have died to get him to come down.
Well, Toni Morrison died so he can come celebrate her life at the live show.
Finish your dog stuff.
Okay, but anyway. So, GwinnettJailDogs.org if you're looking for a dog or in Barkville Dog Rescue, we are still looking for temporary fosters. You just have to keep the dog for a couple of weeks and then they go to Connecticut. So that's BarkvilleDogRescue.org. So, either one of those. And then you can also throw money at us. We will take any pennies that you have in your couch.
Keep it canine?
Please keep it canine.
Rest in peace to Blackie, my neighbor's cat.
Poor Blackie.
They were out of town. They were in California.
Oh, you were watching the cat and it died on your watch?
No. I've watched the cat on and off most of this year, you know, when they go out of town and can you watch the cat. Now, we did watch their dog, too, but the dog is too much, so they bored him. Her. But the cat, so sweet, had these problems. I was giving it medicine. It's the easiest cat ever to give medicine to, you know, wadded up in cheese. The day they get back, the cat crawls in bed with the mom and gone.
Poor Blackie was waiting for.
He was. Mm. He was. And he had had one night, too, to raise hell, because usually he's an outdoor cat and you'd let him in at 6 or whatever. Mm. He stayed out all night. He was taunting me, meowing in the neighbor's yard. I'd go to get him. He'd run away. He was out getting some or fucking around or killing animals. So I'm happy that he got to have his one last night. But anyway, rest in peace, Blackie. I love
cats.
Can
you temporarily foster cats from your place? No, just dogs?
We don't have cats.
But places that do that will allow you to do
Gwinnett County Animal Shelter would love to have you temporary foster cats for as long as you'll take them, and Planned Pethood, too. So either one of them are both.
I don't go to Planned Pethood.
Don't pick it Planned Pethood, please.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We will be back very, very soon. Sooner than you could possibly imagine.
Squidbillies, where you won't hear my horrible voice.
And what's the show where Julianne Emery's on?
Catch 22 on Hulu. I'm getting Hulu next week for the Amazing Jonathan documentary.
Are they showing?
What?
The...
Oh, her tits?
Yeah.
Oh, they're bouncing and everything. She's getting railed.
Damn, that's terrible. I don't want to watch that. All right, thank you. We will talk to you next week. Until then,
keep it canon.
So you see your nipples?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you see all of it.
Shh.
Hello, radios. It's me, Autumn Fisher. Just want to thank you for listening to Radio Labyrinth. We love you guys. We appreciate you. I want to give a special shout out to all of our Patreon donators. If you're not donating on Patreon, please go check us out at patreon.com/Tim Andrews. We have some new things going on over there. We're sort of flipping some things around to get you guys motivated and keep you happy. So please go check that out. Also, I want to thank our new little baby Patreon donators, Ryan Wilson, Brian Smith, Jesse Rosinski, Chiru, Melissa Knowles. You guys are my newest little tiny little ducklings, and we really appreciate it. Give us all of you Patreon donators, direct message us. Sort of tell us what you'd like to see. Tell us things you'd like to change. Tell us things that you want. We'll do it. We want you here. So I want to go through the list and thank everybody who's donating. Walt Murray, Robert Calderman, Lauren Calderman, Robert Haley, Sam Wells, Alan Barker, Ruben Aguilar, Dustin Lawler, Mark Hierro, Chris Knight, Trent, Seth Ingram, Kit Beatty, yes, Ian Stull, Jeff Peterson, Andrew Mulazzi, Gwen Ketchum, Nicholas Frank, Adam Kelly, Sherry Doherty, Dean Poole, Chris Cosentino, Daniel Pitts, Leslie Haney, Brennan Price, John Sutherland, Andrew Harbin, Wayne Blair, Jeremy Turman, Kevin Stokes, Russ Weinberg, Chris Weiland, Leslie Norman, Lou Caniglio, Dan Carroll, Denise Reynolds, Mike D, Jason Chappell, Brian Jackson, Emily Warren, Mark Weiland, Debbie McDonald, David C. Funk, Beth Van Elswick, Amber Gilpatrick, Colin Oman, Aaron Robert, Chad Shepard, Buck Monterey, Herb Lamb, Matt Carter, Eric Malmstrom, Garrett Kimball, Andrew Hopkins, Mike Hall, we're getting into the big daddies now, Al McMeekin, Jonathan Wilson, Sean Hall, Keith Tate, Mike Spittler, and finally, last but not least, not gone and not forgotten, Wendy Muller. Thank you, guys. We love you. We appreciate you. Keep it canon.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.